Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
I waited that time. I waited that time. Josie's here. First of all,
yes.
Also on Thursdays, Jason DeRusha is a regular, longest serving regular on this show. That is correct.
Did not know that.
Jason DeRusha, first regular guest on this show. And at 2:07, he sends a text to Dave Harrigan that it might not work out.
To be fair, it was 2:05.
2:05. How do you think he'd feel if a guest of his, 30 minutes away, said, might not work out. We know his temper. He throws things.
I know. He's very...
smashes windows.
He's very diva-esque.
Starf it. Why is it not working out? Is he providing any sort of clarity? Or is he boozing it up at some Instagram lunch?
I think you know the answer.
I'm sure that's it. I am sure that's it. All right. Susie has become Mrs. Football this year.
I have. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm very interested.
So... we're going to break down the schedule for you, Susie.
Thank you.
Saturday, the Houston Texans seemingly can only play one time. It's the Saturday game, Dave. It's the Saturday late afternoon game, no matter what. Even after they quasi-upset over the Chargers last week, they at 3:30, they had to face the world champion, Kansas City Chiefs, and Patrick Mahomes. I saw this stat earlier today. Patrick Mahomes, this is the divisional round, Susie.
Okay.
This, to me, is the best weekend of the NFL the entire year.
Better than the Super Bowl?
Better than the Super Bowl. Okay. Better than the conference games because we get four. And my theory is, at minimum, you get two tremendous games. And more often than not, you get three. Okay? The Texans at the Chiefs. The Chiefs in the divisional round under Patrick Mahomes, 6-0.
Oh.
He has thrown as many interceptions as I have in the divisional round while also throwing 13 touchdown passes.
So it kind of, you know, evens a little bit.
Doesn't even out at all. They just are crushing people.
I know.
They win every game and he doesn't throw an interception. So that's your 3:30 game.
Okay.
Susie. Then, as you make plans for Saturday night, you get the Detroit Lions hosting your Commanders, led by Arizona State's own Jaden Daniels. Now, of course, he transferred from ASU because he didn't like it.
Minor point.
And he won the Heisman at LSU, but I've got the minor details.
You still claim him.
Of course we do.
Of course you do.
So the Commanders at the Lions, that's a 7 o'clock start.
Okay.
7 o'clock start. Then in the game, excuse me, where your Vikings, where you thought they'd be playing, the Rams at the Eagles, that's 2 o'clock. That's on NBC.
Got it.
Okay, by the way, the other games, the Commanders and Lions at this is a Foxy. And then the Texans Chief, that's an ABC ESPN. And then we finish it up with the most touted game of the weekend with the two MVP candidates going head-to-head. The Ravens at the Bills, 5:30 start time. Lamar Jackson should be the MVP, and the Ravens are going to go to Buffalo, and they are going to win that game.
Wow, you're saying it right here.
I'm giving you an upset. I'm also the person who gave you the Minnesota Vikings to win the Super Bowl. And at this point, I think their path to the Super Bowl for 2025, I'm going to declare it more difficult than expected.
Challenging, a big challenge.
The window's closing is what
you're saying. The window's closing.
Has the Super Bowl happened yet?
No.
I haven't seen it.
Okay, so, yeah, I mean, it's barely open. I mean, the refs screwed us, so they might just come.
Oh, my God.
They might come back and declare the Rams the losers. So
I have a question.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
I was worried you were either saluting Hitler or you had a question.
Or I had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, or the bathroom.
Would you
do that in class? Would you raise your
hand? Sure. And I was always going to the bathroom.
Oh, I bet you were.
God.
Were you really just making out with some other boy?
I was making out. I was having a cigarette. I was going to House of Hansen for a soda pop.
Did you have a smoking area at your school?
Yes.
We had... At Armstrong High School, the greatest high school on the planet,
we
had a smoking cage
where
it was hallway, windows both sides, and there was a cage where the smokers would have to go outside, which included teachers and students smoking together.
Isn't that nice? That was the 70s, right? 80s, whenever
Bite
you were.
Bite your 30s. Tongue. 1983, toots.
Toots.
That's what I
So what I was going to ask you, my friend, is when will we learn whether or not and where Sam Darnold will end up? They had their press conference today. I didn't say anything.
No. The KOC was very safe.
Coy.
We're months from that.
Months?
We're
okay.
When is free agency? Is that like a March 10th, 11th?
Okay.
Something like that. Dave's going to look it up.
I think
we got a little bit of time for that.
Go ahead.
Next question.
My next question is, you had the Ravens beating the Buffalo Bills.
I do.
Do you have Detroit winning?
I do.
Do you have Kansas City winning?
I do.
And then what's our fourth one? Not?
Rams, Eagles.
I say Eagles.
I'm going to go Rams.
Are you?
I'm going Rams.
All right.
Pride.
All right.
I wasn't dazzled by the Eagles. I don't really buy Hurts. Did you find out when free agency starts?
March 12th.
March 12th.
So what?
Pretty good guess by me.
Yeah. Something to look forward to. I know that here's a little bit more about football that I've learned this year.
Yeah.
The Vikings have some room in their salary cap to
$70 million. Now they have to re-sign some players too.
Okay.
So that's factored in. I also had a social studies teacher my senior year.
Back to smoking?
Just to protect him. I will not say his name.
Okay.
But he was dating a fellow classmate.
Get out of town.
So he would show up at our parties.
No way!
Yeah.
Back in the day.
They dated for years.
Did they frown upon that? Was it common knowledge?
Well, it was knowledge by us when he was at our parties.
Right?
Yep.
Was he a younger teacher, I pray God? 30? 20?
Mm-mm.
40? God.
He had to be in his 40s.
Everybody has that teacher and that experience in high school where we had a shop teacher that was had a relationship with a student, and they married.
Yeah.
Later.
That happens. Yeah. In 83, I guess people just looked away now.
You'd go to jail.
We'd be leading the news with
it. We would be.
The same teacher, by the way, had men's Gopher basketball season tickets.
Oh.
And I still remember this moment before we took a test. He goes, hey, one last thing.
The teacher would say this.
Yeah, and he's holding up the test.
Oh, God.
And he's holding up the answers to the test, okay? And he's, like, really close to me. And he's like, all right, Hartman, you probably know this. This is how kind of Williams Arena is situated, right? He goes, just stand up. You've been in a bunch of games. And he goes, I want to show you kind of where my seats are. And I'm right there. And I'm right there. And he's holding this.
Oh,
and there's like, you know, the capital of Guatemala.
Yeah, right. The
leader who started the revolution right there. And all my buddies are just watching me. And afterwards they go, how much are you looking at? I go, pretty much the whole time. I got Williams Arena down. You know, and he had good seats. And I'm up there and I'm asking, okay. Is this close to that ice cream? Because I wanted to keep looking.
Sure, sure. Commit it to memory.
Now, which row?
I think I got a 94 on that test.
I hope so, for God's sake.
And I should be embarrassed that I didn't get 100.
Yeah, you should.
I should be.
Anyway.
Yeah. We need to talk about that you're about to have a coffee date.
I am. The first one in more than a year. Easy.
First date?
First date with a person that I don't, that I've never met before.
Oh, well, we got to talk about this.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a shot.
All right. All right. Well, you're talking about canceling for the football game, so hang on. So text away. Susie now has become Roger Goodell. If my father was here, hey, look who's here, Roger Goodell Jr. You know, that's it, his nickname for her. Susie was just telling us she might cancel the coffee date because she wants to watch football. Yes or no, 651-461-9226. Should Susie cancel the coffee date to watch, what was the first game again on Sunday? That's Eagles and Rams.
Yes.
Yep.
Should you cancel, yes or no? I'm a no. Text away, let us know.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Those two.
Huh.
Speaking of meh.
Yeah. If they don't like it, I feel better. Feel better. You can use that Odyssey app anytime you'd like.
Okay.
You click on the microphone. You want to send us a message?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you'd like to click on the microphone right now if you're single and you'd like to date Susie Jones.
Wow.
Make your 30-second case. Maybe you're married and you want to sneak around on your wife and you want to have Susie as your side chick.
Mm-mm. Sorry.
Dave?
Not happening. I got cheated on and I'm not going to cheat.
What if he's got his teeth?
Doesn't
no
matter.
Fish?
Susie's no homewrecker.
Yeah.
I'm no homewrecker.
No homewrecker.
I'm
okay.
Telling you, I've done it many times, slept with a lot of married men.
Okay.
Yeah.
But not anymore.
Now
you're drawing the line. I mean, at first she's like, I'm not going to do it. And then like 10 seconds later, no, I have slept with a lot of married men. But at least today I'm drawing the line. Tomorrow, I don't know.
Can't tell. Can't tell. And listen, let me say about this Sunday extravaganza that you're going to ask our listeners to weigh in. I'm just asking. You said Roger Goodell. I feel like I'm on the clock. I'm going to trade my first round pick for three second round picks. And what I'm saying is that I might move the time around.
Okay.
I might even move the time a full week later.
All right.
Just to get through the season.
Texture says, didn't realize listening to the Friday football feast with Charch and Dubé. I was with Charch and Mrs. Charch last night. Culture Vulture, I hope he's well. I have not talked to Culture Vulture in a long time. Have coffee in a place where the game's on. What about that idea? Right?
That's a smart one.
Invite him to watch football.
Don't go to this little coffee shop. Let's go to a sports bar and belly up to the bar.
Why not have coffee and watch the game together?
A lot of people are so smart, aren't they smart? But is it rude of me to sit there and watch while I'm trying to meet this person and ask him questions?
I'll answer that question after I read more.
Mm.
Afternoon delight is way better than watching the NFL. I say no. Afternoon sex or evening sex, which is better, Susie?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's a very big question.
Yeah.
It's very, very big. I would say it depends on where you are. If you're on vacation, all bets are off.
Afternoon delight is way better than watching the NFL. I say no.
Okay.
And I'll finish with this one. Is Susie's new date Joel Maturi approved? A texter nails it every time.
I know. I love Joel Maturi.
I think, him. You've made that clear.
I know, but Lois won't let me.
You've made that clear.
Although she says I could have him for a while.
Wow.
I mean, he's a busy guy, and she gets exhausted.
While. Yeah, what's a while?
I could take a walk on the beach.
Yeah. Is he busy? He's retired.
Yeah, he's busy.
Really?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I'm just speaking.
I mean, he used to be.
Right, back in the day.
I think you should text. What's this person's name?
Not going to say it.
You say first name, not last name.
Well, the first name is quite distinct.
Kwesi? Are you dating Kwesi Adolfo Mensah?
Yes.
KOC. Are you dating KOC?
I wish. He's
if
cute.
You, if you, he's a good-looking guy.
He is sweet.
So is Quasey. Quasey's a good-looking guy.
Yeah, yeah, I had to date him.
So if you could date any male associated with Minnesota sports, who's number one on the Susie Jones
list? Wow, that is a terrific question.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Man, I got to think about that. Who would I bang?
Word was bang, in case you missed it.
Sorry.
She went off the side. She goes, who would I? And then she goes, bang. Okay. Okay. Let's skip the date. Wow. Who do you want to bang?
Sorry, Dave.
WCC
Dave's
Radio.
Dave's upset because he feels I'm getting the license in jeopardy.
Nah.
That's not bad.
I loved it.
I think it's a really good.
Hey,
listen.
651-461-9226. If you could have sex with any Minnesotan associated with sports, who is it?
Male or female.
Yeah,
so if you're a dude and you have somebody, or even if you're that persuasion, whatever.
651-461-9226. What's happened to WCC Radio?
We've gone right down the toilet.
Yeah.
Down the toilet.
Oh, we were there already. What do you got?
I'll say Kevin O'Connell.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, should
we send that message?
Sure.
Dave, you want to?
Should I reach
out to Jeff Anderson on this one?
I think that would be good.
Yeah.
I was thinking about Jeff Anderson. I did a little Google search on him. He's not available.
Yeah, he's married.
I know.
Yeah.
But
so is Kevin.
Yeah.
The whole world is married.
Not a home wrecker until.
Exactly.
Hey, I met a really cute guy today walking into work. He asked me where the hen house was. And I told him, and I said, where are you from? Of course I do, because he's lost.
Right.
Canada. I said, oh, yeah. I guess
did he walk all the way down from Canada? Man.
He was here for a business meeting. Yeah. And he was
Or he's maybe checking to see, you know, because we're about to buy Canada.
That's what I told him. I said, I understand we're going to be closer than ever.
Yeah. If he would have asked you out, would you have said yes?
Sure.
Yeah.
His name was Trevor.
Trevor.
And I said, Trevor, I work right there at WCCO Radio.
Yeah.
What do you do? I said, well, I've done a lot of jobs there over the years. And currently, I'm a news reporter. And he's like,
Later in the day, I'm going to talk about who I'd like to have sex with.
Anyway, that's how you find love. You just are friendly and open and happy.
Ask the guy if he likes sports. And if he wants to watch the game.
I'm going
to
do that. I'm going to follow up.
And if he says no, say, I'm in still. So then you're showing the commitment. And just, you don't have to watch all four games.
No. The best one you said. The best one is the last one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It'll be fine. Listen, have a lovely afternoon.
You too.
I'm going back to do news now. Laura will be here after, although you don't care. And so Jason DeRussia will not be here then at the top of the hour, as he always is when you two have that little chitty chat.
Well, he normally joins Thursday 2:35, but you know,
are you going to give him the boot?
No.
Oh, you like him?
We need him to kill those.
Let's not go that far.
Jason, I learned, was the keynote speaker at some sort of event today.
Oh,
so that's why he's not here.
He could be the keynote speaker on this show.
He spoke to the Elks Lodge in Nevis?
Ham Lake.
It's a good lodge.
I mean, if anyone is going to have an Elks Lodge, it would be Nevis, right?
Nevis.
Yes. Thank you, Susan.
Yes, have a great afternoon.
Okay, and by the way, don't send me the text. We weren't being serious. I don't need to hear who you'd like to have sex with.
Lord.
Yeah, stop. That was sarcasm, boys and girls.
A joke.
I don't need to hear that. 651-461-9226.